A reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.'" And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Jesus is here coming into Jerusalem. He has been travelling towards Jerusalem for quite a few chapters now in Mark's Gospel, and here he has reached his destination. Here he enters into this city. And this, remember, is around the time of Passover. And that's significant for two main reasons. First of all, it's significant because it means that the city of Jerusalem is thronged with people. Hundreds of thousands are there because they have gathered for this great festival. There was a tradition that wherever you lived around the Mediterranean, and Jews were living all around the Mediterranean at this stage, you would try at least at some stage to get back to Jerusalem for the great feast of Passover. Significant for another reason as well, because Passover is a feast that celebrates liberation and freedom from slavery. Passover is a feast that reminds the people of how God led them out of slavery in Egypt into, eventually, the Promised Land. And so this is quite a political time as well. Why? Because the Jews are under Roman occupation at this time. And it would have occurred to, I'm sure, probably all of them, that this feast is celebrating liberation from slavery. And as they celebrate, they would have looked around at the Roman soldiers surrounding them with eyebrows raised. So this is something of a dangerous time as well. This is something of a revolutionary time. Jerusalem is packed and they're celebrating their freedom. And it's into this setting that Jesus comes. And he is greeted as a great liberating king. Listen to what the people cry out to him. "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." This is the coming kingdom. Jesus the king is coming to them. Jesus of the line of David is going to reign like David. And David was the greatest of the warrior kings of Israel. He was the one who expanded the boundaries of Israel yet ever wider. And here comes his son, surely there to throw off the Romans. But he doesn't. He goes to the temple, he looks around, and then he goes away again. And he goes to Bethany. Now this would be rather confusing, I'm sure. To go to the temple, that itself wouldn't be that confusing. This is a society where religion and politics are one and the same thing. So for a king to go into the temple, well, that's all well and good. But Jesus goes away again. And we know, of course, that in the week to come, that he ends up crucified and then raised. So what is going on here? Well, Jesus is coming as a king. But he's not coming to bring a political revolt to try and get rid of an occupying force. He is coming to reign, but he's coming to reign in each and every single one of us instead. It's very easy to welcome a king when you think that king is going to reign by means of getting rid of your enemies. It's another thing to welcome a king when you think that he is coming to reign over you, that your very own heart is to be the throne upon which he sits. But this is what Jesus' kingdom is. It's made up of individual people throughout the world, and as they turn and as they come under the reign of Christ, the kingdom of God is made ever wider. Those who follow the king do just that. They follow the king. Those who allow Jesus to rule over them are those who obey the commandments of Christ. As Jesus said in John's Gospel, "If you love me, obey my commandments." And so the great challenge of Palm Sunday is that it raises a question for each of us. Are you willing to allow Jesus to reign in your life such that you obey his commands and you come under his rule?